puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Sunday morning, abandoned Manitoba time with Gordon Goldsborough. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So what are we talking about this week?
Well, I'm sure that many of our listeners are starting to get spring fever. You know, they're just itching to get out there on the road with their campers to travel and see Canada. Some of those trailers might be a much-beloved tiny thing known as a bowler. The Manitoba origin story of the bowler is our theme today.
And what does a bowler trailer look like?
Well, some people describe it as vaguely egg-shaped. A big egg, mind you. About 13 feet long, 6 feet wide, 6 feet tall. Inside, there's a dining area that converts into a bed. A small kitchen with a sink, a cooktop and a fridge, a storage closet, and a second sleeping or sitting area. There's enough space for a family of four. Now, bowlers are widely admired for their durability and low maintenance. And because the exterior shell is made of fiberglass, a bowler is lightweight but strong. And this makes them ideally suited to being towed by a car. No truck required. A neat historical detail is that legend has it the bowler shares an ancestry with another fiberglass innovation, the Orbit. You know, those are those spherical white garbage receptacles that once sat around all kinds of Manitoba highways. The common factor that links the bowler with Orbit is a fellow named Ray Oleko.
And who is Ray Oleko?
Well, he was born in Alberta in 1930. He quit school after grade 8 to join the circus. After a stint in the Royal Canadian Air Force, he arrived in Winnipeg in 1962. He began working in the fiberglass industry. He was an inventor and a tinkerer, and he made all sorts of things out of fiberglass. For example, he invented a slingshot made of fiberglass and a septic tank. And in fact, that latter one kind of, in some ways in my mind anyway, resembles what he would have later built. But if we come back to the Orbit for a minute, it is credited to a provincial civil servant named Peter Boychuk, the invention of the Orbit. We've talked about it here in Abandoned Manitoba before, but it seems likely that the idea to make the Orbit out of fiberglass came from Oleko, probably with input from some of his co-workers. Given Oleko's fascination with fiberglass, the bowler was, I think, a logical output of his inventing talents.
When was the first bowler manufactured?
Well, he experimented with the design over a few years before offering the first bowler for sale in 1968. Bowlers were built in a factory on Higgins Avenue here in Winnipeg, and the price started at $1,495. Of course, that sounds pretty cheap, but that was back in 1968. That would be about $13,500 in today's money. It was seen as a bit pricey at the time, but you had to keep in mind that there were advantages. So whereas you could buy an aluminum trailer for $895 and you paid, well, another $600 to buy a bowler, well, the main advantage was the bowler's lightweight. In other words, you didn't need a great big truck. And in fact, in the 1960s, we were starting to see some smaller, more fuel-efficient cars on the road. Things like, you know, the VW Bug and others. And therefore, it was a popular alternative. You could actually tow a bowler with one of these small cars rather than needing a big vehicle. And so the extra cost of the trailer was offset by the lower vehicle fuel costs and the vehicle cost itself. Now, initially, all bowlers were made here in Winnipeg. But by 1971, there were franchised factories operating in Alberta, in Ontario, and in fact in the U.S., in Kansas. By 1972, bowler staff, there was 23 of them, working at the Winnipeg plant, and they were cranking out four bowlers a day, 250 days a year. And of course, that equals 1,000 bowlers a year.
So how many bowlers were produced in total?
Well, I don't know if anybody actually knows. It's a fairly tough number to determine because there were quite a number of other makers of bowlers. But one estimate that I've heard says that the bowler plant itself, the one here, made some 10,000 bowlers over the course of its life. But, you know, it appears that Mr. Oleko never patented his invention. So in the later years, other companies made very similar trailers. For example, that American bowler plant eventually became a separate corporate entity, and it sold bowler lookalikes that, well, through the years had a variety of names, things like Eco, Lovebug, Scamp, and Acorn. And a California company produced a trailer similar to the Bowler that it called the Paris Pacer. But, you know, ultimately, all good things eventually come to an end, and the Bowler's link to Manitoba was severed in 1973.
Why? What happened to it?
Well, Mr. Aleko and his business partners sold the company to Neonex, a Calgary-based firm, and the new owners moved production to Calgary. But they did keep Aleko on the payroll as a consultant, at least for a while. One of the first innovations that Neonex introduced was a longer, 17-foot-long bowler, I guess for people who wanted a little extra interior room. But it didn't prove as popular as the original 13-foot version, and especially for Mr. Aleko. He didn't like that longer bowler at all. He thought it was a compromise of his original design, so he quit the company, and after that, it had no further affiliation with Mr. Aleko. He continued an operation, though, here in Winnipeg. He opened a pawn shop called Ray's Trading Company, and it stayed in business for the next 20 years. He died in 2001, survived by two daughters.
Can people still buy a bowler?
Well, I'm told that Neonex still owns the trademark on the bowler name, which, by the way, was intentionally not capitalized. In other words, a lowercase b on bowler, because Ray Aleko wanted it that way. It's not possible to buy a new bowler by that name. But as Shakespeare once said, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. There are trailers very similar to the bowler, some of which were inspired directly by the original. So there is the Scamp trailer in Minnesota, a 13-foot fiberglass trailer. It's offered in five interior configurations, and it's the spitting image of a bowler, just not called one. There's Casita travel trailers in Texas. They make very similar trailers, but they also make larger ones that have things like showers and other high-end amenities, and they're called Casitas.
What about options to buy a bowler lookalike made in Canada?
Well, right, yeah. I mean, nowadays everybody wants to promote Canadian products whenever possible. And I think there are at least two places that you might be able to do that. One is at Calgary-based Trillium Travel Trailers. Lots of T's there. That markets a fiberglass trailer called an Outback. And the Outback looks remarkably like an updated bowler. But the company's website claims that it originated in the early 1970s at Markham, Ontario. I'm wondering, though, if maybe they're thinking of the Ontario plant of the Winnipeg-based bowler company. I don't know. If you want an option that's closer to the Manitoba origin of the bowler, you can go to Armstrong, BC. That's where you'll find a company called Armadillo Trailers. It traces its history to the 1990s when one of Ray Aleko's business partners, who had moved to BC after selling the bowler company, modified the original design slightly. He sold trailers under the name Little Bigfoot. After he stopped making those trailers, he sold the fiberglass molds for the trailer's shell to another BC businessman who produced what he called an armadillo. Now, judging from its website, Armadillo Trailers is still in business. It offers four versions, one of which even has a flush toilet crammed into that tiny space. But they're still not cheap. The website states that a non-refundable deposit of $30,000 is required to secure your spot in their build queue, and it takes 12 to 14 months from the time of ordering to get your armadillo.
Just how passionate are bowler owners about their trailers?
Wow. It's hard to fully describe that passion. For one thing, there's many, many bowlers still on the road. And that's, I think, quite surprising. You know, these things date sometimes from the 60s and 70s. And I don't think you could say that about other brands of trailers or the vehicles that pull them. There just aren't that many vehicles from the 60s and 70s, yet many bowlers still on the road. The original bowler has achieved what we could call cult status. There are websites that link bowler owners. They can share information, share experiences. They can buy and sell entire bowlers or parts for bowlers. They can share restoration tips, because that's the cool thing. Owners love to modify their bowlers with fancy paint jobs. Oh boy, I've seen some really colorful bowlers. And they offer additional features like microwave ovens and custom cabinetry for improved storage. And, well, one of my favorites, solar panels. So you can do that off-grid camping. And there are meetups all around North America where bowler owners can get together and admire each other's trailers. 7 years ago, in 2018, over 400 trailers from around North America came to Winnipeg. And why? Well, of course, 2018 was the 50th birthday of the bowler, because, of course, it started here in 1968. These small, sort of retro-looking fiberglass trailers, I say, are still much beloved, even if some of the clones come from places far from the bowler's original home in Manitoba. So I would just conclude by saying, if anyone is interested in learning more about the bowler, seeing a lot of bowlers, seeing the people who are passionate about bowlers, check out a video on the Manitoba Historical Society's YouTube channel. It was made back in 2012 by Winnipeg media personality Jim Ingebrigtsen, and it's called Egg on Wheels.
Thanks for this, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, presently, we're witnessing the sad end of the Hudson's Bay Company, one of the oldest firms in the world. It's had a long connection to Western Canada. Well, after the HBC is gone, there's still going to be many reminders of its activities around Manitoba. So next week, I'm going to discuss the remains of the Hudson's Bay Company.
Big deal. Thank you, Gordon.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.